Amen. It is a wonderful promise from God's Word that we are still to be light to the world. And I was thinking, even as we start a new chapter, 2015, 365 pages that have never been written yet, right? Is that what our friend has told us? We get to write something new on every single page of this new year. But can we allow God's light to be a part of all of those stories? Tomorrow night at 6:30, we are shining light into Barber County that has been attempted many times before us. Lou Ortenzio is the director for Celebrate Recovery in West Virginia. And he said he's made no less than 6 trips to Barber County in many other churches to just see if this ministry might at least get off the ground. And as he was here for our dry run last Monday, he says, I think it's going to happen. He says, I really believe it might even come forward. And it is a great opportunity for us. Just like Isaiah said, it's not about one particular church. It's not about one particular nation. God's people thought they had a corner on the market. They were worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They understood that it was the one who would come and provide for his people. But all throughout the original covenant, it said, it's not so you can hold it for yourself. It's so that you then can share that to the world, to all the nations. So now flip over to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Is there anything in there that talks about how we have been chosen to share the mystery? Ephesians chapter 3, there is one word, and especially in the English Standard Version, I believe it's in the New Revised Standard as well, mystery is used no less than 4 times. What is this mystery that Paul says, I'm here to help, it's been revealed to me, so now I'm here to help reveal that to the rest of the world. And it was, and here's the mystery. The mystery is, an issue that Paul received this message from the Lord. We're supposed to be light, but we're not supposed to just be light for those that look like us. We're not supposed to be light for just like those that live like us or are in our comfort zone. He talks about being a light and an example to everyone. Anybody find a scripture in there somewhere? Talks about sharing the mystery? Is there one that particularly hopped out at you? Go for it.
How mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ.
Amen. And then I think right at the very tail end, anybody got verse 12? Does it say mystery one more time down there near the bottom? Anybody got that? Yes. In whom we have access to God through boldness and confidence. Paul says, we now have the ability to share this amazing news with everyone we find in our path. It was a revelation. We just take it for granted. Well, of course God is for everyone. The Protestants and the Catholics, you know, all those different groups that have gone down through the family tree of the church. But for Paul, this was brand new stuff. He ruffled a lot of feathers by saying, everyone has access to God. You have been chosen by God. And that's where we find ourselves today. We have been chosen to sit at his table. Not because of what we've done, but because of what he has done. And so, one of those things we get to do every first Sunday of the month, and especially at the beginning of this new year, we are renewing our commitment to him. The chip ceremony that we talked about on December 31st into the new year, it was a time where we could commit ourselves to Christ. And I would recommend that we use this time this morning to do that very same thing. That we are sitting at this table because he has chosen us to sit here. Not because we have it all together, but because we know he has it all together. And he continues to invite. That's our greatest opportunity in 2015. To continue to invite. To continue to share his light. And to continue to share this mystery. That is continuing to be unwrapped and unveiled. And there are all kinds of layers of our walk with Christ. And we just pray that in 2015, we walk a little closer as we journey with him in our community of faith. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, we have been chosen to be a light. We have been chosen to share the mystery. And Lord, I am so thankful that we have been chosen to sit at your table today. It has been prepared so that we could remember. It has been prepared so that we can celebrate. It has been prepared so that we can be ready for that invitation to be extended to those that you place in our path. We thank you for your service, to understand how great you are, to understand that as we wade into this life and there are times when the storm beats against us, the tempests rage, we thank you that you continue to be the standard and the stronghold for us. And may it be that as we sit today, we not only think in terms of remembering, but then allowing us to go forward and to let others know how much they are chosen by you as well. In your most gracious and holy name we pray. Amen.
To sing our own invitation. Come to the table. You may remain seated as we sing this as we prepare for communion.
Come to the table of mercy, prepared with the wine and the bread. All who are hungry and thirsty, come and your souls will be fed. Come at the Lord's invitation, receive from his nail-scarred hand. Eat of the bread of salvation, drink of the blood of the Lamb.
When he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Remembering, as you have commanded us to do, that You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Yes.
Amen.
Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. His body was broken for you. Let us eat in remembrance of him. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death and resurrection until he comes."
Let us pray. Our gracious, gracious Lord, we ask you to help us to live in the mystery of your love, to live in the mystery of your mercy, and to live within the mystery of your grace. Be with us as we try to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in which affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law.